because I usually judge a person by their motto, like their mission statement. That usually confines my perception of who and what they are. And yours is, it's not that you age, it's how you choose to age. So what do you mean how we choose to age, if somebody was asking you that question? What do you mean by that?
It's what defines us. It's basically, you know, what drives you every single time you wake up in the morning. Are you someone who jumps out of bed because you can't wait to enjoy the day, and you look at things in a very positive manner because you understand that the chronological cycle means nothing? Like, it does not matter how many years you've been here on planet Earth. What matters is, how is every one of those, whatever, you know, 40 million, 400 billion, 100 trillion, it doesn't matter, how many of those cells that comprise you are aging the right way? I call that bio-age, biological aging. And many researchers nowadays can basically ascertain how old you are from the inside out just by looking at a couple of factors. And these are factors that you, Dr. Holly, and myself have been teaching for, you know, God knows how long now, but that is, how much muscle have you been able to retain throughout the overall aging process, no matter how old you are on paper, and how strong are you still? How well are those cells that are comprising the lean body mass of your body right now, how well are they producing energy? And it turns out that the average person in North America, and here's another thing before I get there, you know, a lot of people argue with me about this term of normalcy or being normal. You know, they say to me, well, isn't it normal to lose a lot of muscle mass? And I say, well, yes, it is normal. You're absolutely right, because the average person in North America loses up to one half of their lean body mass by the time of retirement age. So is that normal? Yes, because the majority of the population experiences it. Is it right? Is it healthy? Absolutely not. Does it need to occur? Absolutely not. This is a choice that we make through inactivity, through excess stress, through not sleeping effectively, through negative thinking constantly, and through putting the wrong fuels into the machine. We were all given a manual at birth. Many of us forget about this. We were told by nature what allowed the machine to function at peak capacity, and we changed the game. We didn't change the machine. The machine has always been the same, but we decided to gunk it up. We decided to put whatever fuel was never part of our evolutionary existence into that machine, and yet we scratch our heads when we get to be a certain age, chronologically speaking, and wonder why we've broken down to the degree that we have. We make the choice, and that's all I mean about, you choose how old you want to be. You don't have to prematurely age on a cellular level. You can turn that around at any single time.